Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike's On, Francesco on the Fan on this Monday, the 16th day of September. And as we do, we begin with the Pat Sherman Report. The Pat Sherman Report is brought to you by Toyota. Dear driver, hurry in and save. Toyota, let's go places. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. The head coach of the football Giants is Pat Sherman. Coach, welcome. How are you?
What's up, Mike? How are you?
All right, Coach. A bad road game and then a bad home game. So 0-2, yeah. Your thoughts on yesterday?
Well, again, just like the first week, a fast start, and then, you know, we go and score and we get three and out. And then, you know, then they went on a stretch there where they scored three touchdowns, you know, and then we didn't do anything to really answer. You know, we had some things that happened that we got to avoid. And then fought our way back. I thought we played much better in the second half on defense. They had one drive on us, but, you know, we fell short. And it was a team thing, unfortunately, again. There's some areas that, you know, we made improvements from the week prior, but still not good enough to get the win.
Pat, this, unfortunately, before you were here, this is the sixth year in 7 years they've opened 0-2. They've only had one winning season.
Yeah.
This has gotten really ugly. The defense is horrific. First, what were your thoughts about Jenkins' comments about your defense?
Yeah, we talked about that. You know, that's certainly not the way, you know, and he understands why it was presented that way. You know, that's out of character based on what I know about Jack Rabbit. And we discussed it. You know, I think it's important that we don't make excuses. And, you know, I think you know, I don't want that to be a reflection of who he is. I think he competes hard, and it's unfortunate we didn't get the win, but, you know, certainly that's something that we got to move past.
I know you're playing some young kids, Pat, but, I mean, the defense is abominable. I mean, I've never seen softer coverage. I mean, the corners are playing 50 yards off the receivers. What's going on?
Yeah, you know, a couple times, I know what you're saying. There was a couple of snaps there where they caught us in a bunch, and, you know, I think, you know, our guys were probably a little bit too much cushion, but I think where we changed things is we challenged more in the second half and played it, you know, tighter. And I think that's the way we got to play as we move forward.
I thought you did. I also thought they tried to protect the lead, but then when they had to have one drive, they went right down the field on you. When you got back in the game and you needed a stand, they went right back down. If I had seen something on that drive, I would have said, well, you know what? They played good in the second half, well in the second half with the defense. But that one drive, and listen, I thought you got screwed on a call. I thought that was a terrible call on the field goal attempt.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is 10 points was going to be enough anyway. They went right down the field on that drive.
You know, the thing about that drive, though, and it was we gave ourselves an opportunity. There was two balls that were tipped up in the air that we had an opportunity to catch to end that drive.
That's true.
The first one, obviously, would not have counted because we had a holding call on the other side. But the second one, you know, where we finally created a little pressure and the ball got popped up in the air. You know, we had a couple guys that, you know, if you make that, then the drive's over. It's a one-score game and you're moving. You know, so, you know, it's baby steps in terms of some of the improvement there. But, again, I feel like at least moving forward, we did some better things in that second half defensively.
And the offense, which has had its moments,
yeah.
has been terrible on third down, 5 for 24, yeah. and just continues to make big mistakes. I mean, you can't drop that ball going in.
Yeah.
I mean, that ball's a, I mean, that's a touchdown drive, and Eli can't get that ball tipped there. I mean, that, yeah. you got to put that one on him. I mean, those are two times you could have scored touchdowns.
Yeah, you know, in a game like that, we create great field position. Certainly the second point you're making there, great field position on the punt return. TJ does a great job. You know, we're moving the ball there. You know, Saquon runs his little option route, and we're going to hit him. And I think, you know, if that thing gets completed, we got a chance to – he scored on that same type of play twice last year. You know, then it's different, and then certainly down the sideline there where Benny dropped that.
Listen,
that
he took ball. A shot, but he's got to yeah. hold on to the ball there. I mean, that's just the bottom line. He just,
so
I mean,
no, yeah. So to finish that thought, you know, those are two opportunities to score. And, you know, I thought there was times against Buffalo we moved the ball effectively, which I think our offensive line is much improved from a year ago.
I would agree with that.
Gives us much more time.
You're getting killed. Your receivers are getting no separation. But I understand you're playing with limited receivers. The tape thing was Golden was a big problem. Now you lose Shepard. Ingram didn't get open yesterday. I couldn't tell exactly why. He just didn't look like he had a lot of room. They probably tried to take him away. Yeah. They are a good defense. We know that. They're an active defense. I agree with all that. You had your moments. Now, there seemed like there was something between you and Saquon on the sideline, but they didn't really go into it. Was something going on with you and Saquon during the game?
That couldn't be further from the truth.
Okay.
Saquon
okay.
was his normal self, and, you know, along the way, we just had, you know, he and I just had an interaction about moving forward.
Hey, I don't
you
care know, if you were yelling at each other. It wouldn't mean positive. Anything to me. If as long as you're both trying to win, I don't care if you scream at each other. It could mean it doesn't mean anything to me.
No. It wasn't even screaming. It was a positive interaction where we're talking about, hey, listen, stay positive, keep being who you are, and we'll move forward and move past this. So that couldn't be further from the truth.
Okay, not that it matters. I mean, listen, squabbles don't bother me. I'd rather see guys yelling at each other if they were playing better. I mean, also, it just seems like that maybe I don't know. Are you asking too much of the youngsters in the secondary? Is it too much that maybe you got to simplify things? I mean, they are young back there, so maybe that's an issue. I don't know.
We sort of went through that process, you know, the last week, and again, we'll continue to do it. You know, I told our media today, and you know, we finish up the evaluation of this game, and part of that evaluation is always about moving forward. And what I mean by that is, okay, is there anything we want to do with our team? You know, coaches, especially offensive coaches, they're going to face our defense. We're all fond of plays that work. So if there's something that was working that Buffalo did, you know, we got to solve those problems moving forward, or you're going to get to see it from every team you play. And so, you know, we're going through that process. And it's a continual one, but it's certainly something that...
Well, he made some nice throws on the run yesterday. And listen, he's not very accurate. I mean, I thought yesterday he was more accurate than I've seen him ever. I mean, because he is not a very accurate quarterback, at least when I've seen him. Now, yesterday I thought he put some balls right on the money on the run. So I thought he made some very good throws on the run yesterday.
He did. You know what? He played a good game. And,
I thought he played the best game I saw him play, that's for sure.
And, you know, they did what he does well. And, you know, I think what you see from him also is, you know, those plays where, you know, he can extend the play using
his feet. No, he's big and strong, and he's mobile. There's no question. Yeah.
What you see from guys like that, and, you know, there's a lot of teams that have guys that are built like that or a skill set like him, you know, there's one or two more third down conversions because of the legs and, you know, running or even making a third down shorter, because on second down when you drop back to pass, he's able to scramble and do something with it. So, you know, I think they did a nice job against us, and they you know, ran the ball effectively at times, and when they chose to throw it, you know, he did a nice job.
All right, let's get into it. Listen, until you put Eli on the bench, everything's going to be about the Hall of Fame quarterback. And then you know what it's going to be? It's going to be a team that's bad trying to get better that now has a kid quarterback. And then you're just going to be another team with a kid quarterback. But until you put him on a bench, that's the story anyone cares about. That's going to be the story. You left the door open today. Maybe did it on purpose, maybe not. Are you ready to make the change, or are you not ready to make the change?
We're still going through, you know, our moving forward, what we want to do, and I think, you know, I want to be very transparent. I don't feel like I want to be cryptic. I feel like I've done that all along here. And so as we're looking at everything we're doing, we're certainly trying. Well, listen, we're trying in the short run here, we're trying to go win a football game. And I understand the narratives that you just pointed out. And I really can't control that.
No, everything's about him until you put him on the bench.
Exactly.
Then you're just another bad team. I mean, then nobody cares.
Yeah. Well, and we're trying to make this a good team.
A really bad team through 2 weeks. I mean, I hate to say it, but you look like a terrible team.
You're not
good at anything. I mean, so you got a really good running back, and you got a good kicker who missed a field goal yesterday. But other than that, you don't look very good at anything. You can't get the ball in the end zone, and you can't stop anybody. That's a hard combination.
Well, those are things that we got to work on as we move forward.
And, you know, you're playing the soft part of your schedule. I mean, the games are going to get tougher here. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, you got the Bucks, you got the Redskins, winnable games. Yesterday's a game that at the start of the season you think is a winnable game. Then come the Vikings and the Pats and people like that. So, you know, the pool gets a little deeper here in a hurry. This season could be going into a nosedive very quickly here, which is not what you want to hear. But, I mean, obviously you know what's going on here. You're already 0-2, and things you got a lot of work to be a lot of things to fix here in a hurry. I mean, a lot of things.
A lot to work on, and that's certainly what we're getting ourselves ready to do, play Tampa here.
All right, so but obviously, I always thought, Pat, that the reason Eli would go to the bench, even before maybe the losses, would be the fact that you guys would like to get a guy who has some mobility in the position. That's the one thing Eli doesn't have. And the quarterbacks like him, there aren't many of them left. Tom's one, but Tom Brady's Tom Brady. But other than that, is that an issue, the mobility? Is that something that you're considering, or is that not the reason?
No, I think what you look at is everything in total. And I think, you know, obviously, Eli's been an outstanding player for a very long time, and you know, we think the world of Eli. We're trying to do everything we can to win a football game, and this weekend against Tampa. And so those are the things that we think about, and as we move forward.
But you are considering putting the kid at quarterback, because otherwise, why would you have left the door open today, which you did?
Yeah, you know what? We're considering everything at every position right now.
All right, well, now you know why you're going to have everybody on the tip of their chair until you decide this, because this is the story. This is the national
story,
of course, is when you bench the Hall of Fame quarterback or the, you know, whatever you want to call him, whether he makes the Hall of Fame or not, we'll have to wait. But the point is, you know what it's been. It's been 16 years here, and everyone's waited for this. And this has been drawn out like a procession, like a funeral march, as the losses have piled up. If I were Eli, I'd be so sick of this, it would be ridiculous, because, you know, to go through this and keep losing has got to be awful. I mean, because he's been doing this now for years, this whole thing, and he's not winning any games along the way, which has got to make it tough.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously something for you to talk with Eli about. The only thing I know about Eli is he comes in every day and does everything in his power to put a good performance on the field. And I've said it over and over and over, that's what I most appreciate about him, is his effort to stay in the moment, work on what he needs to work on each day, and point it towards Sunday.
All right. Listen, you will always answer the questions, or at least give us what you think is a fair answer. This is a tough question, but I'll ask it anyway. You're 0-2. You're 15-36 as a head coach. Why are you the guy to turn this team around? That's the question the fans are going to want to know. Why are you the guy that can turn this team around?
Well, I think we got it. I think we have the right direction here. I really do, and I feel as though
where is the improvement? Well, where is the improvement, Pat? Though, where is it? I don't see it.
Well, you know, I think we just mentioned it earlier. I said we've made some improvements in the offensive line.
But you're 5-for-24 on third down.
I get that, and I'm not going to defend that. But I think what we got to look at, it's been two games.
Right.
I understand. We took over a team that was 3-13.
Yep.
We fought our way through a tough season last year. We all knew that there was changes that had to be made, even this season moving forward. We probably got one of the youngest teams in the league, all just facts. And so what you try to do is win the very next game and then take it from there. And that's what you have to do in this league. There's teams that lost games yesterday that people probably thought wouldn't. And there's teams that won games that people probably didn't think would. And so what you do is you just keep going.
But here's the one problem. Last year, second half of the year, if your team averaged 30 points a game.
Correct.
Last seven games last year.
Correct.
And if it wasn't for some lousy defense, would have had a bunch of wins in the last second half of the year last year. You lost three games in the final seconds.
Correct.
Okay, that was good competitive football. It looks like you guys have gone backwards.
Well, I think in terms of the game yesterday, certainly, the 28-14, at one point it was a one-score game. And really, before halftime, we had two opportunities to score where we got nothing. So it's a little bit closer than what you're saying it was.
But you unloaded some players. You sent Beckham away. You sent other guys, not you, but the team sent Beckham away. It sent away some good players. It sent away some players who got big contracts in other places. So I can understand that it's not as good as the second half team. But what makes you optimistic that it's better?
All I said was I was making a comment about yesterday's football game.
No, I'm just saying the only place I'd say it's better than last year's team is on the offensive line. It doesn't have the firepower of last year's team, and you've sent some people packing on defense. So I don't see where it's better than the second half team last year, which was very competitive.
Well, we're going to find out as we move forward here, Mike. That's all I can tell you.
But do you think it is?
And I would say this, and
go ahead.
If you don't mind letting me finish.
I will.
I was trying to tell you that yesterday's game, there were areas where it was much closer than what you know, your latter part of your narrative here was speaking to. We got to score when we get down there closer. We can't get two drives inside, really in the high red zone, and not get anything out of it. That tightens up the score right there. And then when we're in the situation we were in the second half, we got to put one more on the board. So it was much closer than, I guess, what that part of the narrative is. And the only thing I can tell you is you get back to work and do everything you can to beat Tampa.
The bottom line is it's hard for Giant fans to have patience, but they've gone through a tremendous amount of losing here in recent years. And another 0-2 start. This is the sixth time in 7 years, so this has become very commonplace for Giant fans. And they've been hearing about how they're going to be better, and they haven't been better for a long time now. So it's been the same song every day. You know, this team is now 8-26 in its last 34 games. That's a lot of losing.
Yep, I'm with you.
All right, Coach. Thanks very much.
Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.